Hey friends, on this week's episode of The Higher Self, I give you a sneak peek into one of our coaching calls. This particular call happened to be where we joined all of the members of our program, Launch and Leverage, with the 130 new members of our program called The Tribe. And I want to tell you a little bit about The Tribe. The Tribe is a coaching program that we just launched at The Last Awaken for people who want to grow their life, right? Grow their business, grow the entrepreneurial side of their life, get financial freedom, get debt free, create wealth, and at the same time, work less doing it and getting healthier while unraveling their spiritual selves and connecting to their higher self. And so it's a beautiful mix of meditation, breath work, entrepreneurialism, finances, health. I don't think there's a program like it in the world, quite frankly. And we don't have any enrollment open right now because we just brought on 130 clients or family members. But tune into Instagram because we're going to be announcing when enrollment starts again. As I know, many of you have been waiting for years for us to finally offer something that wasn't specifically geared for real estate agents. So with that said, this call has a little bit of everything for you. It's quick, it's short, it's impactful. It's going to challenge you to understand how giving up your control to outside forces is actually keeping you from living the life of your dreams. I hope you enjoy it. And let's get started. Half of the reason why you're not living in abundance is because you give up your control. You give up your power. You give up your strength. You give up the power, control, and the strength that you have within yourself to be the creator of your life. And so you give up your control to CNN. You give up your control to the government. You let them tell you how to live your life. You let them tell you what to put in your body. You let them tell you what to do, how to think, who to be. And one day you wake up and go, I'm done with this. And you start being your highest self. And you no longer let anybody control, manipulate, or dictate the way you think and feel. And that's when you discover yourself. And once that happens, let me tell you what else follows. All the money, all the abundance, all the health, all the joy, all the love that you've ever wanted simply follows that. But that's a choice you have to make, people. That's a choice you have to make. It's a scary choice. It's a choice that many people will never make in this lifetime. Listen to me. I want to get deep with you. It's a choice that many people will never make in this lifetime. Think about the people in your family. Think about the old people in your family right now. You know exactly what I'm talking about. They never made this choice in their lifetime to be the creator, to be in control, to dictate the terms. Why? Because they were taught to just surrender all of that to some outside force. That's how they were programmed. That's how you've been programmed. Until today. Until you say, you know what? I might be afraid. I might be nervous. I might be scared. I might have doubt. I might worry. But from now on, my business is going to run my way, not the client's way. It's my system, not their system. My health, it's my health. It's not their health. My body is my body. It's not their body. I'm in control. I'm the one. I'm the creator. And the minute you start to realize that there's no shame in that, that there's no guilt in that, there's actually power and love for yourself and humanity in that, that's when your life changes. That's when your life changes. When you step into your power, your divine masculine, your divine feminine power, when you step into that and you own that and you live from that, you liberate yourself and then you liberate everyone around you. And that's how you change the world. It starts with you though, people. It starts with you. I'm here today, right now, because one day I just said, I'm not going to work weekends anymore. I'm not going to do it. I know everybody else does it, but I'm not going to do it. So I'm going to discipline myself on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. I'm going to prospect my ass off and I'm going to find sellers. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to work my database. And if I got to place a little ad, I'm going to place a little ad. I'm going to do whatever I need to do, but I'm going to sell 4 to 5 houses a month. That's my minimum standard. I'm just not going to do the struggle bullshit. I just won't do it. And I'm willing to pay whatever it needs for me to pay in order to change my life. Who's with me? Who's with me? And then it's one thing to make money. I saw everybody in real estate do this. Everybody in real estate. I could picture them right now. Everybody in real estate on the outside makes money. It's this show. And one day I said, nah, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm going to be different. I know what everybody does. I know how everybody lives. It's going to be really uncomfortable, but I'm just going to do my thing. I'm not going to go to these networking events for what? If there's buyers and sellers there that can make me money, I will go. If there's a networking event and there's 300 sellers, invite me. Matter of fact, I'll host the motherfucker. But if not, why am I going to go? For what purpose? I'd rather be by myself. I'd rather be exercising instead of drinking and getting drunk. And then I started to look at my calendar, my time, and I started to go, what if, honest to God, guys, if you're not living this way, it's like a business sin because I'm teaching you what to do. You just got to do it. And then I started saying, what if every day I just put 2 appointment slots on the days that I wanted to go on appointments and I made everybody fit in those appointment slots? What if I did that? What would my life look like? And what if I just had the courage to fit all of my appointments Monday through Thursday and not do any appointments on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sunday. And I would just call it tough luck. And I just had the courage to like stand for that. Because nobody stands for anything. I want to have the courage to stand for that. That I'm willing to give my clients my all Monday through Thursday. But Friday, Saturday, Sundays, that's for me. That's for me because I deserve that. What if I actually did that? You guys get it? And now I'm asking you, what if I actually never took a buyer out and showed them houses for as long as I did? I mean, heck, you trust me to coach you and teach you like this. Why don't you trust yourself to do the same for your people and your clients? So that you only take them to see the one or the two that they like. And yes, if that means that that night you have to run and take them, but do it all on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So you don't have to do anything on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Build your life so that every weekend you can go travel if you wanted to in first class. I can go anywhere in the world this weekend. Because I built my life like that. And you could build it the same way. Does this make sense, everybody? The only one stopping you is you. The only one stopping you is you. A friendly reminder that as you hear and listen to these incredible stories of transformation in our podcast, what's drawing you and what's connecting to your heart and making you feel what you feel when you hear them is your future self. Because what you're actually listening to is your story. It's your story of transformation. After all, we're all one. So anything that someone else experiences resonates with you because you probably have experienced it as well. A breakthrough that someone else experiences is probably resonating with you because it's the breakthrough that you're ready to have yourself. All you need is a little bit of guidance and a little bit of courage to accept the guidance. And so we want to invite you to visit our website on morelglobal.com and click on the button that says help me with, and you'll see how we can help you in either your business development or your personal development.